And welcome back to Life Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. Evo is our guest today, Joel Henson and his brother Chris Henson. And they're talking about the case in Las Vegas that everybody is talking about right now, where the government walked away with absolutely no blood on its hands. Not that they don't inflict harm through these processes, but they didn't get to blood themselves anyway. And I wanted to let everybody, too, know that, this hour we're going to start accepting calls for anyone having a question or comment to make, something you want to ask about the trial that went on. We had something like 4 months worth of trial work here. There's bound to be some great stories there. And if you have any questions or comments, you can call in and talk to Chris and Joel here at 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Come join us on the program. We may be overlooking a good question here that you could bring to the table for us. Now, Joel, you're about to start in on a discussion of the historic or case law aspects of the issue on let me see if I can recall correctly. What was
it? Why the judge ruled the way he did.
Yeah, and on the judge's ruling that notwithstanding the stamp on the coin, it's not a dollar.
Here's what happened. You know, in 1934, the federal government said, well, we're going to take all the gold and you folks are going to have paper. And they took the double eagles, which were $20 gold pieces, out of circulation and gave everybody paper money and said, you know, you can't own gold anymore. Well, those double eagles were still around. You know, they were illegal to use for money, but they were around. And so in the mid-70s, people, there were some transactions that were conducted in those coins, and people got paid in, you know, for merchandise and so on in those coins. And so there were two cases that went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is in San Francisco, and one was California Federal, and the other one was called Cordner. And both of those cases held that if you're trying to do business in those $20, those old, out-of-circulation, rare, numismatic gold coins, that you had to value them at market value and not face value for purposes of income tax. Okay, so those coins were no longer in circulation. In fact, they were...
But they were no longer legal tender.
They weren't... Well, I don't know about that. They may have been legal tender, but they were not in circulation. They now were not being used as money, and they had very... They were rare. They had rare value, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So based on those... That was the key part.
They weren't in circulation.
Not in circulation.
They weren't currently
being numismatic or rare value.
Yes.
Yeah, well, they were no longer being minted.
And they were no longer being minted, and they weren't in the, and so, in other words, you're still there? I had to switch phones.
We still got you.
Okay, so the courts ruled that in that situation that they had to evaluate their gain in the market value, or the market value of the only thing that was in currency or that was currently money, and that was Federal Reserve notes. They said, well, that's the value because that's what money is right now. Okay, so those are the old cases back from the early 80s. Then Congress turned around, knowing about those cases, and passed the Gold and Silver Coin Acts and said, we've got to do something about the situation with the Federal Reserve notes. They can be worth anything that the IRS and the Treasury Department wants them to be worth and the Federal Reserve System wants them to be worth, like the Red Queen in Alice in Wonderland, who can make anything mean whatever she wants it to mean. And so they passed this Gold and Silver Coin Act, the two acts actually, and said, we're going to have gold and silver coins again. And they said in there, we're commanding the mint to produce as many of these to meet public demand.
All right. Well,
they're not rare.
We're coming up on another break. Join us at 1-800-313-9443.
you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to Life Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We have Joel and Chris Hansen on today. And we are opened up the lines for anybody having questions or comments for Joel or Chris in connection with this case in Las Vegas. You can join us here on the Life Free Zone at 1-800-313-9443 with your question or comment. Joel, so we left off was talking about these two cases, and then of course the entire situation changes, and that now not only are the gold coins prohibited from being used in commerce, but they're being actually minted and distributed and circulated by the Treasury Department. So that's a whole other situation to which those two cases would not have any application. Is that right?
Looks like you may have lost Joel, but I can tell you, this is Chris, that is what happened. It is a huge difference, and the congressional history on this was that they intentionally did this to make it a dual monetary system. It actually is a triple monetary system, because, or even a quadruple monetary system, because you have the fake money, the coins, that aren't just silver. You know, they have all the different metals in them, like the Washington dollars and the Sacagawea dollars. And then you have silver dollars. Then you have gold dollars, and then you have Federal Reserve notes, which aren't dollars at all. In fact, nowhere in the code does it define them as dollars. Only these other things are dollars.
But as I understand it, you're supposed to be able to redeem Federal Reserve notes in real money, though, are you not?
You are. That's one of the problems. Black's Law, 6th edition, says that notes are not money, and yet you are to be able to redeem Federal Reserve notes in lawful money.
Right. Now, suppose I was to, you know, scrape up a $50 bill.
Yes.
And I wanted to redeem that for a $50 gold coin. How would one go about doing that?
You couldn't. It would be impossible. In fact, the government will not hand out any gold or silver coins to redeem a Federal Reserve note, and have stated so. We've had long discussions on this with the government, and
well,
they will
not
do it.
I know others who have made attempts and called upon banks and other institutions under the national banking system for redemption because the law says that it's redeemable in real money.
Yes, and so what they do is they say, yes, we'll redeem that, and what we'll do is we'll give you another note. And what that's kind of like is that if you went to the store, and the store gave you a coupon, and the coupon said one free chicken, and then you went in to get the free chicken, and they gave you another coupon that said one free chicken on it.
Yeah.
That's not redeeming anything.
No.
What that is it's exchanging a coupon for a coupon. It's not redemption, and that's what they've done. Well, once again, like this word you said you like, it's verbicide, and that's what they've done with this, is just create a system of verbicide. And so they have this dual monetary system specifically established by Congress, which the congressman that passed this said the reason we are passing this is to create competition with the Federal Reserve System and to restore the original intent of the Constitution concerning having gold and silver coins, that the states are to only make gold and silvers tender in payment of debt, et cetera, and that was the reason why they passed it. And then you have these federal judges who are the high priests of the new American civil religion telling us that they're not going to follow the Supreme Court decisions. They're going to go with a Ninth Circuit Court decision that doesn't even take into consideration the fact that Congress in 1985 passed this law. It was treason.
Well, I mean, that's nothing new, though, this particular area of the law. I mean, you look at, I can show you a host of cases where appellate courts and district courts have just totally disregarded and ignored all of your basic Supreme Court decisions, setting out your basic premises that they are required to follow. And yet, the Supreme Court, the last 40 years, has refused to grant writs in even one case related to these issues. They're allowing the lower courts to run amok.
And well, like in the book Keeping the Faith, that's what he talks about. That this is the new American civil religion. That basically we've become a nation of men and not a nation of law. Because whatever the judge says is the law, then that's the law. It's just ridiculous.
No, and it is. It is discouraging, and it's frightening. And whenever you start seeing not only that attitude among, and of all places, the courts, who are supposed to be our guardians, they're supposed to be the buffer, the impartial, the judge of the law, and one of the primary restraints on the legislative and executive branches.
Yes.
And instead of being a restraint on those two branches, they are complicit with them, and they obey, or they are worse, in concert with those two branches and whatever it is that they want to do, so long as it continues their status and continues their budgets and continues their positions of power.
And you couldn't even say they were complicit. I mean, they weren't following the congressional intent. Congress had done this in order to establish this dual monetary system. And instead, you have the courts overruling Congress and saying this isn't money. It's treason. It's what it is. Of course, Congress will not take the time to impeach any of these horrible judges.
Well, Congress is just as guilty of treasonous activity as the courts are, and that you've got, and of course, now when you talk about impeachment, Chris, you're getting into a very ticklish area, because to impeach a judge for the way that he ruled on a case would be very, very dangerous, because that would allow the legislative branch a little bit too much of an arm on the judicial branch. And we're already learning the problem that we have. is that they're already exercising far too much influence on the judicial branch. And to increase that by permitting impeachments or starting to engaging in impeachments and removal because of the substance of a judge's decision, rather than to take the real remedy, which is to take it upstairs and have somebody correct him. But the problem is that the guys upstairs are just as bad as he is.
Well, that's the problem. They've all become so corrupt that they need to start being impeached to start bringing them back into line. I'm really in agreement with Thomas Jefferson that impeachment has become a scarecrow and that the that they're
okay.
Oh, good,
welcome back,
Joel.
Joel.
Okay.
Did we drop you or did?
I don't know what happened exactly.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. Main thing is you're back with us.
Yeah.
We've been talking about cussing and discussing the judiciary.
I've been listening. I could hear everything you said. I just couldn't. You guys couldn't hear me. That wasn't plugged in.
You just couldn't step in and correct us.
Yeah, I was trying to step in and correct my brother. You need to know that Chris. You can see how knowledgeable he is, and he's the chairman of the Independent American Party of Nevada, which is the only alternative to the Republican Democrat monopoly. Which is, of course, I heard your ad on there. I loved the way they said it. It was. It's not Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative. It's nationalism versus globalism, and that's true. And
I call
we're the only party that recognizes that in Nevada.
Yeah,
we understand that.
Chris
is the chairman of that.
The only argument between the two parties is who's going to get to drive the bus off the cliff.
Who gets the goodies?
Who gets to drive the bus off the cliff?
Yeah,
we call it the twin party system, and we say that the Republican Party is the party of bad ideas, and the Democrat Party is the party of no ideas.
Basically, that's not a bad description. I'll tell you what now, I was mistaken. I was taken in with the belief for many years that the Republican Party was the best vehicle to restore a constitutional republic. And incidentally, you guys will get a kick out of this. I was recently shown a little blurb, a letter to the editor type piece from a guy who was a college professor of political science, and he was expressing his concern that our youth today are not being properly educated.
They are being properly educated.
But his concern was that they were not being properly educated on the principles, the underlying and the underpinning principles of our constitutional democracy.
Which was exactly why the public school system was created, so they're being properly educated according to the reasons the public system was created.
Yeah, but we were never guaranteed a constitutional democracy. We were guaranteed a constitutional republic.
Okay. Absolutely.
Here's the professor who's criticizing the students for not really understanding the nature of their government, and he can't describe it properly himself. Now, that tells you how dumb we've gotten.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But,
you know, one thing on this, all this gold and silver, I want to bring this up before I forget it. On Jon Stewart's show the other night, Alan Greenspan was on, and Jon Stewart asked a question that regular newsmen wouldn't ask Greenspan, and that is, you know, we're supposed to live in a free market. Why is it that a bank sets the interest rates? It seems like in a free market that would just naturally occur, and we wouldn't need a bank to do this. And Greenspan, in a moment of, I don't know, truthfulness, said that the reason why is because, well, he said, if we're on the gold standard, we wouldn't need it.
Exactly.
Now, it's interesting to note that the Federal Reserve note was created before we went off the gold standard. In other words, as Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, nothing in politics happens by accident. If it happens, it was planned that way. It was planned to remove us from the gold standard, and so they had to establish this Federal Reserve Bank, which is absolutely tied hand in hand with the, as you can see from this case, with the graduated income tax.
Naturally, supply and demand and whatnot work, and the market and the marketplace works to self-regulate the value of money and interest rates. But whenever you've got money that's of no value, there's nothing. It's air.
It's air. It's paper.
You can't pour air. Well,
paper money.
We're running into still another break, guys. But hang with us, everybody. Join us here with your questions on the Live Free Zone.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back. We are talking to Joel and Chris Hansen. Joel, what I wanted to ask you, that, and you may not even identify with this, but I've been trying cases for a long time, and in every trial that I've ever tried, I've always either been able to recognize it as it happened or look back and see where it did happen, but there's always been a time, a moment, when the bell rang, and you realized that's whenever you got the judge to see your point, or that's when you got the jury to understand what the real story is on this case. Do you have a bell ring or a point in the trial that you can describe there? You can say, well, that was a point when the jury, the light bulb went off?
Well, you know, it's hard to say that in a trial that lasted 4 months.
Yeah,
there were some high points. I think I already told you about Mr. Fogelman's testimony. I think that was one of them.
Right.
Another one was when they had a lady that got on the stand on behalf of the government, and after she testified against our people, saying, yeah, they were this and they were that, and she knew all was going on, then one of the other attorneys impeached her and said that, and showed that she was an embezzler and had embezzled money from other employers and had come into Mr. Carey's business and embezzled money from him. And what was quite interesting, she was so totally impeached, and she lied right on the stand. She lied, and the other attorney said, "Well, then you think that she blamed Mr. Carey for not reporting on her taxes." And so he said, "You think that then if the neighbor
leaves his door unlocked, and that you go over to his house and you burglarize his house, and it's his fault? And she said, well, I have to research the law on that. I'm not sure. And what was even more interesting is this lady, after she...
Too rich.
This is a government witness.
Yeah, this is a government witness. And the jury just completely cracked up. They were everybody in the courtroom, just we were just laying on the floor laughing about this.
Oh, man.
And then what was, to add insult to injury, when she got up, she was destroyed, okay? There was no credibility left. And this is a government witness, of course, that she had pled and then come in there to, you know, knock everybody else down. Anyway, I don't know if she pled. I might be wrong about that. But anyway, she was there, you know, testifying against our people. When she got up to leave, she stepped off the stand and she stepped down. Well, she missed the next step and she fell down flat on her face. Boom, right in the middle of the courtroom.
So it was a figurative and literal.
Yeah, so in the closing argument, one of the other lawyers that went before me got to use the metaphor. He says, well, she came in and then as she left, she fell flat on her face, and at the same time, the government's case fell flat on its face.
Well, that would be a...
That was a pretty nice moment.
That would tell you that the government was really having to scrape for some evidence.
You know, one of the other things that needs to be mentioned about Bobby Kerry is every single witness that was brought up, whether they pled out or whether they were employees or whatever, they all testified what a wonderful man that Bobby Kerry was.
Wonderful,
and how
honest.
He would go out of his way to be honest and truthful and kind.
And help people.
A man of principle, like we used to all be, you know?
Yeah, was. The people that came in, not one of them said one bad thing about Bobby Kerry. They said he was the best employer they'd ever had, and several of them came in and told almost in tears about how he'd helped them. They'd gone bankrupt, and he said, well, bring your business over, and we'll put it into my business, and then I'll get you through, and you can become one of my departments instead.
Give him a hand up instead of a hand out.
Yeah, he would help him up, you know.
The guy is a great man. I mean,
sounds
he's just
like
marvelous.
It. Sounds like it. And he's a courageous man.
You know what he said.
And up against the most powerful and most dangerous organization in the world.
I'd put him up there with any of the founders. Yes.
He said on the stand, he said, you know, I learned about the gold and silver coins. And he said, everybody else is just sitting around talking about it. And I said, well, let's do something about it. Let's start paying our employees in gold and silver coins. Let's put these things into circulation. Let's try it out.
Let's give the FRN some competition.
That's exactly, and that's what
said. Well, guys, let's turn to the phones. Is that all right with you?
Great.
Take a couple of calls here. We've got time, I think, to get at least started with the first one. We got Bob in Nevada. How are you doing, Bob?
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
And your question for our guest today.
Yeah. What was the judge's name?
His name is Judge Robert Jones.
Oh, Jones? Okay, yeah, I've had him before.
Robert C. Jones.
Well, what is it?
Robert Cliven Jones is his name.
Yeah. He had one of my cases, and he was crooked in that, too. And what was the prosecutor's name again?
Dam was one of them.
Gregory Dam. He's the local prosecutor, D-A-M-M, and then his the guy they brought in from Washington, D.C., was Jed Dwyer.
Okay, and one of the things that's always puzzled me, if they're accusing them of violating some statute, what statute did they bring up that they're accusing them of violating?
Well, the law against evading taxes. They don't point to the other one. You know, I understand what you're talking about. They just say if you evade taxes, then you're... Let's see, what is 7203, is it? Yeah.
And it was also conspiracy, too, Joel, right?
And they had a conspiracy count against him, too. And then they accused Bobby Kerry of violating the requirement to withhold 940 and 941 taxes from his employees.
All right. And I know we're cutting you a little bit short, Bob, but we're not going to cut you off, okay? If you can carry over through this break coming up, then we'll move on to the next one, but we'll give you a chance to finish up here. Just, if you will, bear through this break with us, and we'll be right back here on the Live Free Zone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Back up and running here on the Live Free Zone. If you want to join us, we'll be taking calls for the balance of the hour. The number, of course, is 1-800-313-9443. We are talking with Joel and Chris Hansen, and we've got Bob from Nevada on the line. Go ahead, Bob.
And I guess one of my final questions is, how did they determine that the statutes that they were, that the defendants were accused of violating, pertain to them?
I don't know what you mean.
In other words, they accused them of violating a statute, right? Well, how did they determine that those particular statutes pertain to those defendants?
Well, I would say that's presumed. It wasn't. They didn't ever ask them to prove that. They said they've been accused of tax evasion. Now the government has to prove it.
And usually that's going to be instructed that when you look at jury charges, you'll find in most of these cases a segment where the judge actually gives that to the government by instructing the jury that if a person has made in excess of so many dollars, then all of that is he doesn't say it's all income, but he says he's under a requirement to file. Yeah, was there a similar charge in your charge, Joel?
Yeah, basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So it's like,
except they weren't accused of failure to file. It was income tax evasion, and so they really didn't get that. Wasn't the instruction? The instruction was that if they willfully did acts to defeat or evade the income tax imposed by the code, that then they were guilty of tax evasion, and then lots of other instructions instructing them about, okay, this or that or other act will qualify for that, you know.
Well, I wanted to bring up that I had a property tax case in front of Robert Jones.
Okay. Was that when he was a bankruptcy judge?
No. It was
federal district court.
Federal district court. And basically what he did, he allowed the prosecutor or the DA to submit case law that had absolutely nothing to do with my case, and then dismiss the case. And then, of course, I took it up to the Ninth Circuit, and then, of course, the Ninth Circuit is just as crooked as the district court. They rubber-stamped it. And then, of course, when I sent it to the U.S. Supreme Court, they were too busy trying to determine Anna Nicole's case for, you know, any of these underling cases.
Well, they have more important things to deal with.
Yeah, more important things to deal with, like Anna Nicole's case and things. But one of the most important things is that, okay, wasn't it brought up in discovery, the requirement of the defendants to be subject to the statute they're accused of being violating? Wasn't that, in other words, how did everybody miss that?
Well, we brought numerous motions to dismiss saying basically that same thing, but the judge denied all our motions.
Yeah. Well, that's what I found out. And
we didn't
miss it.
It's just that the judge won't grant those motions.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody expects to get a favorable ruling on a lot of these motions on a district level. These guys are record makers, not decision makers. And they follow the edicts of their particular circuit, even if they're in conflict with the Supreme Court. And so, you know, they're going, take it upstairs. You got a problem with that, take it upstairs. Deny.
He told us that several times.
Yeah. And oftentimes, you know, they even some of them will make rulings that force you to take it up now and before a trial. Of course, in a criminal case, you don't have a summary judgment, at least not yet.
You know, you were asking me a few minutes ago, and this relates to that subject you were just talking about, Tom. And in the beginning of the case, all the defense attorneys were calling the coins money, okay, which the judge didn't like because he wanted to call them property, all right? So he said he instructed all the defense attorneys, you cannot call these money during this trial. You're prohibited from doing that. So
you're kidding me.
No, so we started calling them legal tender, okay, in the trial. And then after about a week or so later, the government, in their examination of one of the witnesses, called the coins money. So they did it twice during this examination. So I stood up and I said, Your Honor, I'd like to object. What's your objection, Mr. Hansen? Well, you instructed us that we could not call the coins money, but now the government's calling the money, so I'd like to object. And he kind of smiled and he said, okay, well, all right, let's do this. I will instruct the jury. When it comes to the Internal Revenue Code, the coins are going to be considered as property during this trial, but he said, in the vernacular, they are money, so, okay, you defense attorneys can call them money for the rest of the trial. And so for the rest of the trial, we referred to them as money. That was one of those turning points.
You know, when you start straining at reality, when you start trying to bend it, you know, it forces you to do some pretty silly things sometimes.
Oh, he was just trying to tell us we couldn't call him money. I'm sitting there. So on closing argument, I said, well, now, on this side, when they're getting paid the gold and silver coins, over inside the cage, they're property. I mean, they're money, okay? And when they pass them out through the window and they hit the worker's hand, all of a sudden they become property. And I said, I don't know how that works, but that's what the judge ruled. But if the person who was receiving the coin thought it was money, then he's not guilty.
If he believed that it was money.
He believed that it was money, then he's not guilty of anything, because that's the issue here, whether it was property or money.
Well,
and I said,
if he believed the judge, he hadn't heard the judge yet tell him that it wasn't money. He was believing the government telling him it was money.
Yeah, and I said...
And so, you know, now...
What I have determined through my 8 years of civil rights litigation is that the judicial tyranny works exactly like this. They deny your case. It goes to the appeals court. The appeals court will rubber stamp it, and the Supreme Court won't hear it. So we are, it's just like Patrick Henry said, we are under judicial tyranny, and there's not a damn thing we can do about it because they have judicial discretion and judicial immunity. And so what are we going to
do? There's a cast iron ceiling on these cases keeping them from going beyond an appeal of right. There's no doubt about that. Well, Bob, thanks for the call. We want to move on and get everybody, but thanks for the call. And while I'm paused here for a second, want to welcome listeners who are joining us for the first time today from the interview that I gave to Fox Talk 1360 on KWDJ and who we invited to join us here for this discussion. Now, I hope that you're enjoying this. Bookmark this site. Come back. There's a lot of truth here. You're not going to get that from the mainstream media. Now, let's go on ahead to our next caller, Jamie in Arizona. How are you doing, Jamie?
Good, sir. Thank you very much for all your effort. The question for the Hansen brothers, early in the interview today, we began a discussion regarding standardized weights and measures, and I wish that they would continue with that.
We had, early in the case, we had testimony that the biblical, admonition was that thou shalt not have different weights in thy bag. In other words, it's supposed to be just weights and measures.
Unequal weights and measures is an abomination to the Lord.
Abomination, right. And so we got that into evidence in the case, and we said we introduced evidence that the founders, discussing that, they put into the Constitution about weights and measures based directly out of the biblical language. And so
in fact, that was the deal that was cut so that the states would not do money, is that they promised that it would be in gold and silver because that would be able to maintain equal weights and measures. And if it hadn't been for that deal being cut, and I forget which one of the founding fathers did it, but it was specifically up to him, and that specific founder was referred to when passing the legislation for these coins.
That's true. I'm trying to think of his name. In fact, I think Bobby Kerry named his son after him.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying to think, and I can't say the name. But anyway, we discussed that in the trial at some length, and I had my client had written about that in his paper, and I specifically had him testify on that because we knew from the jury questionnaire that we had some Bible believers on the jury, and we wanted to make sure that they understood, that we understood, that part of the Constitution came right out of the Bible. And so we were specifically, interested in making sure that they understood that.
Now, how did you get past evidentiary limitations on bringing in statutes? You mentioned earlier that you introduced a couple of statutes, got those shown to the jury.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Interested
in that.
It was very interesting. I started in questioning my client, who had done a lot of study of all the statutes and of the case law. And about one question into that, the judge stopped me and said, "Mr. Hansen, do you intend to introduce case law and statutes into the evidence here?" And I said, "Absolutely so, Your Honor, because my client relied on those. He's quite a scholarly man, and he looked into those and read those and studied those at length, and he relied upon those in the formation of his beliefs. So I have to do that in order to explain to the jury what his beliefs are and why they are in good faith." And he said, "Well, I'm not going to let you do that. You can't introduce those into evidence." And so I was ready for him, and I had there was a case called Powell versus United States in the Ninth Circuit. There's two or three other cases, but that's probably the best case of all. And it says in there that, yes, the defendant in a tax case can introduce case law and statutory law to prove that that's what he believed. And
yep.
So... because I've litigated in other circuits, and they'll let the defendant talk about it, but they won't let you actually put the case into evidence.
Right. The Ninth Circuit's unique in that, I think.
Yeah, and so I got that into evidence here, and the judge was not apparently aware of the Powell decision, so I had it in my briefcase. I said, "Well, Your Honor, if you'd just like to take a look at this." And actually, some of the same exact cases that I was trying to get him to testify about were mentioned in the Powell case that the defendant in that case had been allowed to introduce, or no, hadn't been allowed, and then the court reversed and said, no, you've got to let him do it. So
yeah. That
in the Ninth Circuit, you can do it, and I know in the other circuits they say, no, you can just talk about it, but you can't actually put it in evidence.
Yeah,
we got all of 31 U.S.C. 5112 and the 5118 and the surrounding statutes and all the well, he said, okay, well, you can only put in one dozen cases. I said, well, that's fine. That's all I need, Your Honor. We got in all the case law that we wanted to, and I referred to it at some length. You can't go on too long, but at some length in closing argument.
Well, you have to stop it. You can't put the
You just have to put the main things.
That's right.
You know, the Congress, I think it's 5118, 31 U.S.C. 5118, They made gold clauses legal again, and in that very statute it says that you can value your gold clause, you can value your contract in U.S. money, such as gold or coins or currency. And the judge was trying to tell us that the gold coins weren't money, and it said right there that they were.
Yeah.
And I got that statute into evidence, and then I said to my client, I said, now, is this the reason why you thought that these gold coins were money? And he said that was one of the reasons.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Right there in front of the judge, and I don't think the judge was too happy with that, but it was a statute that he relied upon. So it was all about reliance. If you relied upon a case or a statute, you got to get it in.
Criminals, Joel, are never too happy whenever you expose their lies, and that's what happened in that case right there.
Well, Jamie,
I need to say that as an attorney, I have an obligation to the court, and I'm not calling him a criminal. You are.
Absolutely. I agree completely. You are obligated, which is one of the reasons you keep asking me why I didn't become an attorney myself. That's the reason why, Joel, so that I could call those filthy scumbag judges criminals, because that's what they are.
Okay, well, I can't go along with that, but then that's your opinion, okay?
I know it. I know you can't, Joel.
And I'm in about the same boat that Joel is.
I know you guys are both stuck. It's so nice to be free from
well,
the obligations
have,
of that
well,
horrible
we,
bar.
We have other ways of making our point.
I know you do.
And we can get the same message. We can call a shovel without, or we can call a spade without calling it a damn old shovel.
Right.
Well, you know, on closing argument, the judge had been talking about, you know, that this is the law and there isn't any loophole and so on. And we've been talking about the fact that this was a legal loophole. And so I said, well, this is what my client understood. He understood the loophole to be this, that in the Civil War, we had the same situation, and Congress did not. Congress closed the loophole by saying you have to report the taxes in the paper money value.
But they didn't reinstate that.
After they passed this law in 1985, Congress never did that. Congress didn't say that you have to report your taxes or figure your tax liability based on the FRNs.
Right.
And so that my client thought that was a legal loophole, which if it is, then you're not guilty. And if he thought that it was, then he's not guilty.
Right. Well, now we're running off and kind of running over poor Jamie in Arizona.
Okay, Jamie. Sorry.
Jamie, did that answer your question?
We may have lost him.
No, he may have given up on us. Bless his heart. We kind of just ran right over.
I'm sorry.
Him,
let me talk about the just weights and measures. The reason that the Federal Reserve notes violate that biblical command is because it's not just weight and measures, because the Federal Reserve can run off as many as they want to and ignore whatever value there is. They can
not only that, you guys pointed out earlier that there's a discrepancy between the $50 gold coin and the $5.
The $10, and they need to fix that because it's wrong.
All right. Now, I guess we lost Jamie.
In the state of Nevada, we've actually written letters to the governor. We've written letters to the tax commission here. We are trying to determine what we can do. In the state of Nevada, the governor of the state of Nevada has responded to us, to one of our party members of the Independent American Party, and has informed him that he can accept silver dollars at face value and that they are money. Now, one of the interesting things on this, as far as equal weights and measures goes, think about sales tax. In Nevada, the sales tax is about 7.25%. So if you have a 7.25% sales tax and you go and buy something for $100, you would pay $7.25. But you could pay the tax in Federal Reserve notes while purchasing the product for $100 that would cost you 1,500 Federal Reserve notes, which would be about a $100 tax or a 100 Federal Reserve note tax. And so you have all this equal weight and unequal weights and measures going on. And so the people of America are being taken advantage of by all of these things, which, of course, is why the Bible calls it an abomination to the Lord, because what it is it's so that people can take advantage of other people, which is how it always has been, and that's what the entire Federal Reserve System is based upon, is taking advantage of other people.
Well, it's not a fair exchange, and I think somebody turned over a few tables over that. Let's take another call here. Alan in Texas. Oh, okay, well, we're going to a break. Then we're going to hit out, and then we're going to say goodbye to these wonderful guests that we've had today. But hang on here with us on the Live Free Zone.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
And we're back, wrapping it up here today. We've got a couple of terrific guests, Joel and Chris Hansen. We've got Alan in Texas. It's been holding forever. Alan, if you got a quick question, we've just got a few minutes left. How about a quick question for the Hansen boys?
Yeah, sure. And excuse me for this question. I came into the program late, and I've been constantly interrupted here by my my children. But did you guys win this case?
We had 189 counts, 9 defendants. There were no guilty verdicts. About half the defendants got not guilty, and the other half got hung juries.
Where can I read the details? Is this on the Live
Review? If you look on the Las Vegas Review Journal website, there is a pretty good article about it. I think it was in the paper Thursday or Friday.
That's on Las Vegas Review Journal.
One word, Las Vegas Review Journal. Is that .org?
I think it's RJ on there. But there's also an article on the Independent American Party website about it on the blog. That's the opening page. That's independentamerican.org.
Independentamerican.org. Okay, very good.
And
okay,
I will be updating. I'm the state chairman of the Independent American Party with 47,000 members, almost 48,000 members, and we're the fastest growing party in the state, and we update these kind of issues constantly along with a lot of other ones, and we're also are going to start, Deck Joel is going to be interviewed on the television show American Sovereign on Tuesday. And that will also be on the Independent American Party website. As soon as we can get it up, you can watch the television show with Joel being interviewed by me and my son, because that's our television program.
Independentamerican.org. Okay,
independentamerican.org. Yes.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen, and God bless you all.
And of course, that party does need to get strong on the tax, because that's the enabling tool for everything that party is fighting against. Is right there. That's the enabling
tool. We are strong. We are very strong on that issue.
And so, we need to get the word out, truthattack.org, to your folks, Chris, so that they'll know that they've got a way to fight without having to crawl into the cave with a beast by themselves.
Send me a link, Tom, and I'll put it on there. We're developing more and more on our website and doing a lot on American Sovereign to be able to get more and more of these issues out.
We'll do just that. Joel, congratulations again. I can't tell you how happy I was to hear the news.
I said, it was a team effort among some great attorneys, and I was just honored to be there to be able to represent my client, who was very committed to this issue, and believed in what he was doing, and that's why he was acquitted, because he believed in it.
Although there were 9 attorneys in the case, I felt as though Joel was the best.
Of course you do. Just because you're prejudiced doesn't mean you're wrong.
That's right.
You can be prejudiced as a Dickens and still get it right.
Joel is a great attorney and a great man.
Obviously. Incidentally, just a point for some of these folks that will rather go pro se than go with a public defender. There were public defenders involved in this case, weren't there?
Yes, there were, and in fact, the lead public defender was excellent. He was a wonderful attorney. I'll just say it delicately this way: there were all different levels of competence.
Well, certainly,
Joel was totally impressed. Joel was totally impressed with the public, specifically with that one
federal
public defender. He said he was amazing.
You see, back before we had a public defender, we all attorneys had their turn in the barrel, and we were all appointed.
Yeah.
And I've handled an awful lot of appointed cases, and I worked on those cases just as hard as I would have had I been retained.
Yeah,
and so do other people who are appointed to cases. And some of these public defenders do a pretty doggone good job. Don't go into the cave by yourself.
Mike Kennedy is the federal public defender. He's works for the federal public defender's office. He was brilliant. He was one of the best attorneys I've ever seen.
Well,
marvelous.
Well, again, congratulations. I thank you both for being on with us today.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
And congratulations on your win, Tom. That was this year too, and it inspired us all.
Well, thanks. It's just we need more of them, and we need to work together. We need attorneys need to compare notes. Joel and I talked about that earlier. We're going to be doing some of that. And we're going to get these folks, we're going to start having now the acquittals just like they did before.
It's true.